This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome in on a Monday afternoon. Nice to have you with us. We got a lot to do and a short amount of time to do it as Tiger Baseball will take over at 3:40. Why, I have no idea, but let's get to business. I want to jump right in. We're going to wait on the Lions. I've told you this fall, I'm going to try to just do the things that are more important. Lions getting the win is great, but I've got a couple days to talk about it. It wasn't impressive. I don't think they're good, but for a week, I'll take it. Philadelphia now becomes the target. I need to get to something a little more pressing, and I think it's more of what the expectation would be of our audience. So we're going to do that, and we need to talk about Michigan State. Now, I know many of you probably are expecting, lunacy or psychotic behavior. I don't have it. And that's kind of where we begin, is I don't have it because Mark D'Antonio has taken it from me, because it's impossible to care about a dishonest product. Now, I've said this to you now for going on 5 years. I bitched about Dave Warner the playoff year. They didn't make the playoff because of the offense. They did it in spite of it. 2016, they go 3-9. Mark D'Antonio says, F you, I'm not firing anyone. The offense blows again in 17, and D'Antonio goes, F you, I'm not firing anyone. The offense hit rock bottom last year, and Mark D'Antonio said, F you, I'm not firing anyone. Well, guess what? Here we are. So the bottom line is everything good in life comes to an end. And I'm not ranting and raving. I'm not saying he should be fired. He won't be fired. It's a dumb conversation. He's the greatest coach in school history. And what should happen and what will happen are two different things. But what took place Saturday was an embarrassment. It was a total and utter embarrassment. It was on par with anything John L. or Bobby did. And I'm sorry, but he just does not look like a guy who's long for this job. Now, in a fantasy land, it would be amazing. Mark would have made impactful changes. He would have adapted his offensive philosophies instead of being obtuse and thinking winning 13-10 is possible in 2019. He would have made those changes. He would have reinvigorated the program, and he would have pretty much committed to being here for another 5 years. He didn't do any of those things. And Saturday was another shining example of it. I mean, look, this is the deal. The 4th and 15, Mark D'Antonio blowing 2 timeouts to drop 8 and rush 3 against a kid who really is not going to hurt you with his arm? What are you doing? And I even had a couple of friends go, well, it was the first time they did it all game. No, it wasn't. They did it earlier in the game on a 3rd and long, and they gave it up and spit the bit on that play. What is D'Antonio doing using those timeouts, knowing he may need to get the ball back? Mark D'Antonio's thumbprints are all over the offense. If I'm going to bitch about Michigan and bitch about Harbaugh and Gattis and Harbaugh not letting go, guys, same thing's going on here. You want to explain to me why in some high-leverage situations I'm looking at tight ends and fullbacks in the game? I'm looking at Connor Hayward on 4th and 1. And then really, I got to be honest with you, the field goal at the end, I don't want to hear about the penalty. I don't. You score 7 points, you don't have a right to cry. Don't do it. You just sound stupid. You sound like little whiny bitches. Don't do it. Don't be what you hate. MSU's got no right to cry about officiating. You suck. That product that was on that field was substandard garbage. It's garbage. Losing a 10-7 football game? What was this, Redbox 2.0? It's garbage. And this is what happens when your coach puts his own agenda ahead of the health and what's best for the program. So this is why we're here. And his John L. moment was the field goal. It's second down. What are you doing? Your quarterback is yelling to the sideline, what's the play? What's the play? That's a fact. What's the play? They couldn't get him a play because Mark was in a ponderous mood. What? The minute you complete a 25-yard pass and spike the ball, you already have your next play dialed up. You already know if you're taking a shot or not. These are the things you rep in spring ball. That's a decision that is premeditated. For D'Antonio, you know how I think this happened? Here, this is the first time I'm going to tell you something that isn't factual. You know what I think happened? The offense was ready to take another shot, and Salem was ready to take a shot, and I think Mark vetoed it. That's my opinion. And I think Mark went, no, try for it. I mean, Mark got up there, and he may as well have slapped himself in the face. If you complete a ball and you're not in the end zone, you won't have time. What game are you playing? 12, 13, 14 seconds, stop clock on a first down. You don't think you can spike it? Mark, you're either clueless or you're lying. So which is it? Then he decides we're going to fire drill the field goal unit out there. Then we rush it. You got 12 guys out there. That's John L. Smith. So here's the point. It's time. I can love everything Mark D'Antonio has done. I'll donate when they decide to build the statue. It's not mutually exclusive, but it's time to go. And I hope it goes respectfully and with class, and I hope he just retires, and I hope the fan base doesn't turn gross and it turns into Bobby Bowden the late. I don't want that, but it's time. Mark had three chances to do what was best for the program, and he refused to do it. And it's not even really Mark's fault. It's the fact that the university and the athletic department didn't strive for more, didn't demand more. They didn't capitalize off 2010 through 15 and demand more and raise the bar. And at a certain point, you sit them down and go, Mark, here's the deal. We just went 3-9. Our offense is terrible. You've got to make change. They didn't do it. And in 17, the offense was garbage again. They didn't do it. And in 18, they didn't do it. And you know what Mark basically did? He turned around, he pulled his pants down, and he showed his ass to the fan base. This is my kitchen, these are my ingredients, and I'm going to do exactly what the F I want to do. So he reshuffled the deck chairs. And now the offense goes out in week one, they scored 7 points on their own. And I warned you, I thought last week was a mirage. And you know what they did against Arizona State? They scored 7 points. Oh, but the players aren't executing. They're sloppy. Who are they coached by? They are coached by an offensive staff that, in my opinion, is wholly undesirable and wholly unemployable and are only employed gainfully because Mark D'Antonio refuses to let anyone go. This is his merit line. This is his line in the sand. If right now every MSU offensive assistant became a free agent, none of them would be employed. None of them. Not a Power 5 program would employ any of these people. When Mark had an opportunity to improve the staff, he hired Jim Bowman, a guy OSU fans mocked and gleefully wrapped in bubble wrap and put him on a FedEx truck up here. Jim Bowman is a nothing. He doesn't recruit. He doesn't coach. I don't even know if he's awake. When Mark was given the ability to add an extra assistant coach because the NCAA allowed it. Could have brought in new ideas, could have brought in someone young, someone interesting. Just went back to the country club and hired a friend. You know, unemployed Don Treadwell. Guys, real programs don't operate this way. Real programs that want to chase championships, right? Mark D'Antonio, the guy who wants to chase the moment. The real programs, they make tough decisions. They hurt feelings. I don't want to hear about resources. I don't want to hear about do you remember what it used to be like because you're letting fear govern your decisions. I'm not doing any of that. MSU and Mark, it's Mark D'Antonio. MSU hasn't demanded more, and Mark hasn't been able to put aside his own agenda, put aside his own feelings and values, and do what's best for the program. And now they're about to waste another top five defense in school history. And what? Go 8-4? Who cares? I don't care. My expectations are higher than this. It's why I left my tickets years ago. They're not getting my money. They're not getting my time. They're not getting my emotion. This is a clown show. Losing a football game 10-7? A head coach who seemingly has lost his edge? And I got news for you. If you think all of a sudden you're going to have a top five defense year in, year out, you're wrong. And next year, they're probably going to be a pretty bad football team. So you kind of got to decide what you want to do. I love Mark D'Antonio. I do, but it's over. Like, I don't see a scenario where Mark brings us another 3-4-5 year run of excellence. It's over. He's empowered his friends, and his friends have sunk the boat. And the defense can't do it on their own. It's 2019. You touch the quarterback, you're getting a penalty. You touch a receiver, you're getting a penalty. You can't be asked to hold people to 7 points to win football games. And Mark just refuses to pound that through his thick skull. He wants to play trestle ball. That just isn't going to work. But what about the Rose Bowl year? Guys, no offense, but that's like closer to being a decade gone by than anything else. Football's changed. Times have changed. And I got news for you. Nobody wants to play for this program. If you're an offensive recruit, who the hell wants to play for this program? Can you imagine being a high-level offensive player and the letter from Michigan State comes in the mail? I'd let the dog take a dump on it. I'm never sending my kid to play for you. You don't even know what you're doing. Oh, Brad Salem's his coordinator? Yeah, you know what? I think we're good. Ryan Day is going to call my son's place. You got to be insane. So, guys, it is what it is. I'm not. I think anyone calling for him to be fired is—it's insane. You can't do it. He's not going to be fired. And look, I hope Mark has the self-awareness that no matter how this year turns out, go out a blaze of glory, they magically end up in Indy, which I don't think is going to happen, or it falls apart. Just do us all a solid. Walk away. Take your money. Take your structured bonus. Walk away. Don't be Perlis the late years. Don't be Duffy. Got people driving around East Lansing with dump Duffy bumper stickers. Don't do it. Walk away. It's over. I'm thankful for your time here. I'll never be able to repay you. But that doesn't mean I get lost in the sauce and I'm going to kiss your ass as you burn my house down. I mean, it's an embarrassment. And Mark continues to run these players over with a bus. He's going to lose them. Now, he got away with it week one, called the offense out. Remember what I've said to you about this stuff. You only get to do that maybe once a year, tops. He did it again in the postgame here. Execution can't be put on the coaches. Really? Who coaches these guys? Who works with these guys? You've got substandard offensive coaches offering substandard offensive coaching. It equates to a substandard offensive product. Substandard offensive execution. So the whole thing Saturday was a dumpster fire. And it sucks. It's embarrassing. But, like, I can't care. Mark is taking that away because he's obtuse. So I've got a wedding out of town this weekend. And whether the game is on or not, it's really little of my concern at this point. I'm not going to be able to continue to pour myself into this because I think it's a dishonest product. Because it's more about people's feelings than it is production. It's more about Sunday values than it is big business. And I don't think it's about the pursuit of greatness anymore. So, therefore, I'm not interested. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls, you want to argue with me? Do it. I dare you. You have nothing. I have been the lone voice screaming about this for years. You continued to watch the Rose Bowl DVD. That's on you. You made your bed, lie in it. All right, welcome back. So we're going to wait on the Lions until tomorrow, but the Michigan State stuff, let me finish my thought too, because I know how this story goes, and it's kind of boring to me, so we're going to try to spice this up. Like, there's always a segment of the fan base, and they want to They bitch and complain like, oh, my God, it's such a hot take. It's not a hot take. When I say, look, it's time, and guys, that's not a hot take. Mark has made choices that have served him and not the program. And at that point, I don't think you deserve or are entitled to anything, which includes a job where you make close to $5 million a year. And as I said, I love the guy, and I'll chip in when the statue goes up. But that doesn't mean I owe him anything. He owes all of us. He owes the university. He is one of the highest paid state employees. He is the CEO of his company. You cannot make self-serving decisions. And he's done it three times. It's three strikes, you're out. No other power program. You know how we play this game about Harbaugh, and I say no other power program can you go 0-5 against your rival and not win the conference and stay? Like if a new guy goes to Texas, you go 0-5 against Oklahoma and you don't win the Big 12, you're not the coach of Texas anymore, right? No other power program in the country would allow their head coach to protect his friends to this level where you make the playoff in spite of your offense. And go 3-9 the next year. Nobody got fired. And you hired another one of your buddies. You go out and the offense sucks again. And you fired nobody. No changes. And then the offense sucked historically bad last year. And you defiantly got up there after scoring 6 points in a bowl game. And you reassigned everybody. No other power program would abide that. So that right there tells you, A, there's no one there to rein Mark in. B, the program itself is not striving for greatness. And Mark is serving himself before others. Because there's no sane person who believes that at each turn, protecting his buddies, protecting his staff, was the right move for Michigan State football. It's not. And look, I'll say this. I watch the games like you do. And I 10 years ago, 6, 7 years ago, I used to like recruiting. It was entertaining. I liked it. I'm not into it anymore. I don't care. I like to watch the games, and I find out who's good and not when they put a helmet on. But let me say this, and this is something where you live by the sword, you die by the sword. When you are a program who does not prioritize recruiting and you think you can mine for jewels, mine for diamonds, you better find them. Because when you don't, it's really apparent on the field. Look at Michigan State offensively. And mind you, defensively, they can still find a Kenny Willekes. They can still find a Joe Bocci. They can still go out and find, like this Beasley kid they got. Don't know who the hell he is, playmaker. They can go find those guys, right? But that's not their issue. Mark has empowered a collection of unemployable, non-Power 5 offensive assistants. What are they finding? What are they doing? We have an offensive line that, obviously, there are injuries, but, guys, it's in disrepair. It's been in disrepair. Who we got a tight end that's any good? I don't see it. You know, who's our Le'Veon Bell here? Now, Elijah Collins might be, but sadly, he's still stuck in a rotation with a collection of backs who aren't nearly as good as he is. See, this is the issue. We don't have a high-level offensive staff. And no matter what style of football you want to play, you need to have guys that are hungry. You need to have guys whose career trajectory is on the way up, not on the way down. Jim Bowman would be unemployed on his back porch sipping iced tea if Mark D'Antonio didn't pay him. Fact. Don Treadwell would be unemployed if Mark did not pay him. Fact. Dave Warner, Brad Salem, they would not be at a Power 5 school. Wouldn't happen. Well, these are the guys you've protected, and this is where we are. You have a 5-year run, 15, 16, 17, 18, and it sure looks like 19. Your offense is in disrepair. So, really, really cool. Had a lot of good times in 10, 11, 13, 14, 15. That's great. But we've kind of moved on. And all I would tell you is this, there are a lot of angry people. Now, those people spend a lot of money. And I don't know how you look them in the eye and say, I did what was best for the program. You didn't. You did what was best for you. And at that point, it's time to go. Now, no one is saying he needs to be gone today. That's outrageous. What should happen and what will happen are two different things. MSU has a puppet for an AD. Okay, Beekman's a no-show. And I don't know a damn thing about the new president. And I don't know what emphasis on athletics there is. I think the whole thing's a disaster. It's why I don't spend money on the program. It's not headed in a direction I'm comfortable with. I want to chase greatness. And D'Antonio proved you can get it at Michigan State. And it can stay there. It's going to be harder to stay there than other schools, but you can stay there. But you got to evolve. And you got to make hard decisions. Decisions that'll make you sick to your stomach. Decisions that'll bring a tear to your eye. Decisions that will leave you lying awake at night. But you know what? Real programs? You know what Lincoln Riley did as a young coach? Guy's like 30 years old. He put a bullet in his mentor's brother's head. He fired Stoops' brother the Monday after the Texas game. He put a bullet in his mentor's own blood. Got rid of him. Midseason, total disgrace. You think that's an easy call? Sure, Oklahoma can spend a ton of money, and it's easier to win at Oklahoma than MSU. I know that. But you know what? A younger guy with less cachet made a tougher decision than anything D'Antonio's decided to do with his staff. Think that over. You're either in it or you're not. And when you're in it, you got to get blood on your hands. And Mark has shown an absolute refusal to do so. And that's why the program is headed to Nowheresville. It's just what it is. It doesn't bring me any joy to say it. This isn't fun for me. But it is what it is. And that's why at the end of the year, I wish Mark would have the self-awareness to go, I'm a wealthy man. I love this school. I have the most wins in school history, but it's time. I'm not willing to do the things I need to do. I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to change how I want to play football. I'm done. I've already had one heart attack. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm done. That's what I'd like to see. I don't want it to be nasty. But you know what else I don't want? I don't want Grimace on my sidelines going 4-8 and having everyone turn on the guy who built this thing. Because that would just hurt my feelings, and that would be sad. Now I'm done, and I can go to the people next. 97.1.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.